When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of our Happy Easter edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream would be to go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the listen live link in the upper right hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen in the upper left, and then listen online, and you will come up with the links to stream the show. So you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and or go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the great photos and videos and stories about animals, and a few good ones this week. And I'll post up a Happy Easter today with a little chickadee and with some beautiful flowers. So I hope you all are having a wonderful Easter Sunday. I am zooming in from home. And when I look out my office window, no hummingbirds at my feeders at the moment, but it was pretty cloudy and gray. And of course, it had rained most of the night. But, you know, now that I look out, I've got blue sky and sunshine. Now I'm looking out the window at the KKNW studios and that Nathan set up for me. And it looks like nice and sunny down there. As always, keeping us on the air and hopefully straightening out the communication bugs we're having at the moment, Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Happy Easter morning to you, and a beautiful spring morning here with blue skies and a little bit of clouds to brighten up your day.
Yeah, it is a happy Easter to you too. And yes, what a beautiful Sunday morning, and with the the crazy rainy cold weather we've had, isn't it nice to have sunshine on Easter for all the kids that are doing Easter egg hunts and stuff today?
Definitely.
Now,
just hopefully it doesn't melt the chocolate eggs.
Yeah, I don't think it's that warm, boy, because it's still. I'm amazed at how cold it's getting. It's still going down to freezing almost every night up here in my neck of the woods, and that's extremely unusual. I usually have, my flowers out by Easter, but at least my holdovers, baskets from last year, they're still in the garage because it's too cold. So it is the third Sunday of the month, and normally that would be behavior training and healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animal friends or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter. But we've done a little change of schedule in order to accommodate the teaching shows I've been doing with author Walter Stoffel. Lance, A Spirit Unbroken is a wonderful book about the border collie. And so Natasha's taken the week off. Hope she's having a wonderful Easter with her family, and she'll be back next month, of course. And but we're having a little technical difficulty here, Nathan. We know Walter has zoomed in, has joined us, but we're not getting any sound from him. So have you been able to figure anything out with Walter here?
Still working on that here. Just kind of typing back and forth with him on Zoom. So we should be able to get that straightened out pretty soon.
Yeah, so we're we know at least Walter's got the energy that's necessary going on. He's kind of out in the boondocks, but you know, so we can see him and we've got the picture and everything. We're just not getting sound. So it sounds like you might need a few minutes here to work things out with Walter. So how about if I go ahead and officially start the show, like almost right on time this week, and that would give you a little bit to work with Walter? Do you think that would help, Nathan? Yeah. Okay. All right. So we will go ahead, and especially because it's Easter Sunday, get us started here with our prayers and affirmations. And if you haven't started the show with me before, you won't know, or I'll let you know that I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all of the animals for so long. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And so I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And yes, it's Sunday. And yes, it's Easter. So very appropriate. A shorter one for our animal friends, a little longer one for us human animals. And then I have a pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves all energized up and spiritually energized for the day and for the week. And I know many of you use these affirmations along with me on a daily basis. And of course, are welcome to do that. And participating, though, and saying the prayers with me and doing the affirmations is completely voluntary. So you can do this all along with me or not if you choose not to. Unlike our exercise in getting us energized up our physical bodies, when we do the love train at 10 and 11, dancing is required. But you can sit one this out if you choose. So going to start us with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, for us human animals, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, now let's move on to our affirmations. And I have a group of affirmations that we do. Some we do specifically for us as individuals, and some we do as an animal world collective.
I just reinserted the old one.
Okay, now you're coming across on the there. Yay. Hey, now that's a good sign, folks, because I heard Walter's voice. So that means Nathan and Walter are making progress, and it should be not be too long before Nathan gets things working for Walter. So here we go. This first affirmation we do for ourselves as individuals. Here we go now. I say them out three times, and you can say them along with me. Out loud, silently, or not at all, depending on your choice. So here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Now, this second affirmation is we do for ourselves is kind of an animal world collective. And this comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. And it's a powerfully, very powerful affirmation. So feel free to use it on a regular basis. And as you do these affirmations, the more you can focus your mind on them and the more you can focus your emotions and feelings, the feeling of what they're invoking makes them more powerful. So here we go with affirmation number two. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, the next affirmation actually comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy. It's the affirmation that I use to get in the right frame of mind to go out in this world sharing health and well-being rather than going out in fear of contagious stuff. So this gets us in that frame of mind. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. And the final affirmation in this group comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and personal awareness coach. And I've found this profoundly helpful during these crazy times with so much going on that I use it a lot. So here we go three times with this. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then to conclude our personal and group affirmations here, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust. I trust. I trust. All righty. Now, to conclude this whole affirmation process, we've got the Ananda Institute Warriors of Light affirmation. This one I'm finding is so important and so powerful right now. And of course, we really want to, you know, light and love, most powerful energies on the planet. We want to send all that light and love around the planet. And how about, you know, we all focus on peace on Earth. Peace, especially in Ukraine and Europe. And here we go with this very powerful affirmation. We're going to do it three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, 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 and happy Easter, everyone. All righty. We are all charged up. And Nathan, did that do the trick and get us on board technically here?
Yes, it did. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Walter after he unmutes himself on Zoom.
Hey, so our wonderful Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, has come to the party. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
And I appreciate being invited.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I guess we really aren't broken. It's just what happened. We just weren't technically all plugged in or something. Nathan, we got the bugs worked out?
We're just going with what works best, and that's the good old reliable.
All right. All right. So, Walter, and for anyone that's new to our shows together here, since your wonderful, you know, we discovered your wonderful book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, about the incredible border collie that had lived such a horrendous life of abuse that you and your wife, Clara, rescued, and the incredible stories of living with this really volatile border collie is what triggered all these shows. It gave me the idea of, gosh, I think it's time to just get this all on tape and teach everybody what I know about working with these kind of with dogs and solving problems. So we've been doing a series of shows, and I've kind of structured it the way I structure home sessions. And so we're going finishing up through the general information, and then we'll get to all the specific kind of problems and putting it all together. And so Walter's been kind of being, and Nathan, of course, being my sounding board and making sure that all of this stuff is making sense. And for anybody that hasn't been with us before, Walter, where are you in this wonderful country?
I'm living in beautiful downtown Canadensis, Pennsylvania.
So you are out. And didn't you tell us you're like Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog? Doesn't he live in your neighborhood somewhere?
You know what? I'm not a born and bred Pennsylvanian. I grew up on Long Island. I think he's further west. I'm right on the border of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, in the northeast corner of Pennsylvania. So,
okay.
Punxsutawney Phil is a big occasion in Pennsylvania, though. He, yeah. You know, and right. He did predict this. He predicted 6 more weeks of, I think we've gone beyond 6 weeks of winter.
Yeah, I think we probably have too. And I don't know what's going on at this moment. I mean, it's beautiful and sunny outside, but you know, it's still dropping to freezing. I'm getting frost every night. So that's extremely. So the weather back in Pennsylvania, what's going on with you guys at this point?
It's very crisp.
Now, would that be normal for you at this time, or is that unusual?
I would say this would be the lower end of normal.
Okay, so it's more cold where you are this time of year as it is out here.
Yeah,
maybe that's kind of consistent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a good Easter day. So happy Easter to you, Walter, and to Clara.
Happy Easter to both of you guys.
And thank you for spending part of your Easter Sunday with us. And what we're going to do here is kind of what we did the last time. The last show that we did, we started by answering some, you know, behavior and training questions from Walter's followers on his website. And do I remember correctly? Is your website, it's walterstoffelauthor.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And it's Walter, just like it sounds. And then Stoffel is Stoffel. walterstoffelauthor.com if you want to connect with his website. And so he's got a lot of followers related, you know, to Lance and then the book and the story about Lance. And so he's accumulated some behavior and training questions. So we'll start with those. And then we are going to launch into the last general areas of education that I teach, more in line with how I cover it in a private training session with people in their homes, as opposed to when I teach a class on the subject and try to cover all the bases. So we will, once we get done with a few questions, then we will, as briefly as I can, we'll cover what I call the human to animal transference. And that's when our animals have problems. It isn't just the animals that they pick up, process, and we'll reflect back our stuff. So I will briefly describe to you how that works, but then we'll move right on. And my hope is to cover all the bases on all the aspects of communicating with dogs. And of course, all animals that it applies to, but we'll be focusing on dogs today. And I hope to get all of that done within the framework of the show. So we'll see how we do. And if Walter and Nathan can keep me on track. All righty. So how about, hey, look at that. We might be exactly on time, Nathan. The Godfather doesn't even have to rattle around. You'll be happy. So let's take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. And we will begin with some questions with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, my guest today, and I'm teaching. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Happy Easter to all of you tuning in, and I hope you're having a lovely day. And we're doing a special show today. If you're tuning in and wondering where Natasha is, she's taking the Easter Sunday off, and we'll be back next month, the third Sunday of the month, as usual. And joining me today is author Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And we will be continuing our teaching shows here very shortly. I just want to let you know, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, who was in the studio with his sister last week, and was wonderful to have them back and doing free, you know, remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And we had a great show. So anyway, if you are interested in having Dr. Nels help you or your animal friends especially, and he does have the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program available now. He'd like you to contact him through his website, and that's healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So you go through the website, you go to the website, you click on the contact link, fill out a little form and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you. And then he will arrange to have a free phone phone call with you. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, if you do something fabulous for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates. You get links on the website and interviews on show. So all you got to do is shoot me an email or give me a call. And you can use the Animal World email, which is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And that's available to any of you out there that wants to communicate with us. And we do get those emails when we're on the air, so you can use that today. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can just give me a call if you're interested in advertising, 360-217-7258. All righty. So let's see. I think we are, I don't have too much in terms of news or follow-up or alerts or anything to talk about, you know, Nathan and Walter. The only thing that I think we should just mention, of course, is that, you know, it's Happy Easter. It's Easter Sunday. And, you know, there's a lot of celebrations usually going on or, you know, and with families and so forth. And I just want you to be aware of your animal friends and make sure that everything is safe for them. If you've got a lot of Easter candy or Easter eggs hidden around your place, remember that chocolate is toxic to dogs, especially dark chocolate, and especially little dogs. So make sure that you are careful about supervising your dog friends and not allowing them to get into the Easter candy and all that sort of stuff. And also be a little careful about Easter feasting and leftovers and treating our animal friends. Just remember, little dogs can be quite sensitive to extra rich foods and so forth. And so if you want to, you know, treat with leftovers from the meal, be conservative and moderate. Don't overdo it. You might want to dole out the leftovers in small quantities over a few days rather than all at once, and you can mix them into the food or use them as treats. But if it's the bad stuff, the stuff that you wouldn't normally eat, then you got to be wise about whether or not you give it to your animals, you know, the fat and the gristle and all that stuff, especially the little ones, because their pancreases can get irritated with too much rich and greasy and all that kind of stuff food. So if it's healthy for you, it's probably okay for the animals. Just be careful and supervise and make sure your animals stay safe and healthy today. Let's see. And I think, boy, Nathan, we've got a nice day of weather today, don't we, for this Sunday Easter?
Absolutely. Looks like little bunny tails up in the sky with those white puffy clouds, I would say.
Yeah, you got rabbit cottontails up there. And that's what our sky looks like. Walter, you should be able to see that too. Can you, our beautiful sunny blue sky with puffy white clouds? Is that what it looks like back in your neck of the woods? Or
I'm trying to figure out if those are cumulus or stratonimbus.
Oh, you're one of those guys. I don't know.
I'm one of those guys that has no idea what he's talking about.
Well, while we're on that topic, I could say that maybe in a couple of days we might see some cumulonimbus clouds, because on Tuesday there's a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, and those are the type of clouds that they come from.
Well, okay. I don't know the names of different clouds. I used to know the names of the clouds that look like UFOs, the flat round ones. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember it right at the moment.
I just know one of those clouds up there. It looks like a swan.
A swan?
Yeah, it's like I don't know if you can see it kind of to the left of Seattle. It sort of looks like a swan.
Yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, that's how I identify my clouds.
It's escaping me. I'm not saying it, but that it's a pretty sky with nice nice blue and puffy white clouds. And they all look like clouds to me. All righty then. Walter, no blue sky back in your neighborhood, or have you got
Easter? It's sunny and it's about 39 degrees.
All right. Well, that's very similar to what's going on out here. So we are all sounds like we're all being blessed with a sunny Easter morning and day. So, of course, it's midday for you because you're on the East Coast. So, all righty. Happy Easter, everyone. Supervise your animal friends. And I just got to tell you, I'm a happy camper with Animal TV because on Animal Planet channel, it's all Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. And so I got to watch another Dr. Jeff marathon last evening. And oh, gosh, the man is a saint. I just truly, truly appreciate what he does. And I apologize for a little static. Something in one of my cords is what causes that. And I just have to move things around a little bit till it stops. So I apologize when that goes on because I don't really know what causes it. A little bit of movement seems to shut it down. Okay, so anything going on today, Nathan or Walter, that we ought to let listeners know about that you guys are aware of?
Yes, the Martha Norwalk Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Be here or be square, right?
That's right.
I think you covered it with the eggs being, you know, hiding them and being chocolate and all that. Another thing, too, that I know that can be really dangerous is that plastic grass that you might put at the bottom of an Easter basket.
Yeah, remember I mentioned that last week because you don't want to make the mistake of putting the plastic grass in with if you have pet rabbits because they will eat it. And, you know, my husband, when he was a child, he didn't know any better and put the plastic grass in with his pet bunny and the rabbit ate it and it killed the rabbit. So you've got to be real careful with them. They are quite sensitive and the plastic grass is only for chocolate rabbits and stuff. But, you know, I know at our house when, you know, mom and, you know, the Easter bunny would come and we'd go hunt for Easter eggs and candy and stuff. I don't know that we ever found all of it. So, you know, pay attention to where you hid things and make sure because, you know, the dog will find it if the kids don't. And we don't want them eaten. And, you know, generally they don't carefully unwrap candies before they eat them. They usually eat the whole thing. So you want to be careful about that.
Oh, quick, funny little story, Easter story about that. My grandfather always put on the best Easter egg hunts. He would get little foiled wrapped chocolate eggs, and they would be different colors, and each person would get a color that they had to look for. Well, one year we just couldn't seem to find one of those eggs in the house, and so we finally gave up, and then we started getting to the point where they moved out of their house, like, you know, 10 years later.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden we find, oh, here's this little egg all this time is just hiding back here.
Well, so 10 years later when you moved, you finally found
when we were
all
moving
the Easter
stuff
candy.
Out of their house.
Found yeah, that, I'm,
found
I'm
that
sure
missing
that,
egg.
Not very
the 10
well
year
happened.
Easter egg hunt.
But that's happened to a lot of us. All right. So I think we've covered any bases. Sometime during the show, we'll take a break from what we're doing and cover current events. But I don't know where we'll throw that in, but somewhere we will. Maybe towards the end of the next hour or something like that. Anyway, so I think we're good and we can go ahead and get on our subject for the day. Now, again, Walter is the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And if you haven't had a chance to get and read that book, it would be wonderful, especially because I refer to this case, you know, as I'm talking about behavior and training, and we'll do more so as we get in to more of the detailed work. But what actually kind of triggered this whole teaching show was that, you know, I guess, Walter, do you remember when was it that Lance came into your life when you rescued him? I think it was around 2002, somewhere around in that area, wasn't it?
Technically, I was formally introduced to Lance in December of 2001.
Okay. Yeah. And then sometime after that, you know, you rescued him and the stories in the book are phenomenal about that. But Lance was a real touchy dog, and what I would call a flash aggressor, and could fire up instantly, go from 0 to 60, and would attack and bite. And Walter, bless his heart, had some pretty amazing experiences with this dog. And when you read the book, you'll be surprised that he's still on the planet, actually. At any rate, when I read this book and was interviewing Walter, it occurred to me that had Walter lived out here on the West Coast, I, of course, you know, have been working at being an animal behavior therapist and trainer all of my life. And so I was actively working and training dogs at that time. And I, you know, when I was reading the book, I was thinking, geez, if Walter had been out here, we could have helped him with Lance. We do kind of know there's an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that underlies this serious kind of behavior situation, and that had Walter been out here, by the time this happened with Lance, the veterinarian that had discovered this underlying condition that Lance would have had to have to behave the way that he did, was finally kind of formalized in the book that described it all, came out in 2002, and we were really being able to start honing in, and we had a blood test then to diagnose this stuff. So we were starting to make really miraculous strides in helping these dogs just about the time that Walter and Lance connected. Unfortunately, they connected on the other side of the country from me, and there was nobody around them that they ever encountered that had any understanding of this imbalance and so forth. So that's what kind of triggered all of this, is that in hindsight, we describe what we know now and at this point in time, what we do about all of that. And at any rate, so we're going through, as I would do, a counseling session. And when I see my clients, say if you called me up because you have a dog that has all kinds of problems, we'd have a conversation on the phone to make sure that I can help you and that we're a good fit. And then I set up an appointment and come to people's homes and meet with them privately in their home. And I typically see my clients once. And it takes like anywhere between 3 and 6 hours, depending on what we're doing, that one session. So I'm trying to cram in that kind of session into these teaching shows. And so when I do a session, I start with the general education, and then I always have my clients compile a list of problems before I go, and we go through all the list, and then after I get them generally educated, then we go through all the specific problems and what to do about them. So we're working through that process here on the show, and we are getting towards the end of the general education. So after we get through the human to animal transference and all the communication stuff, then we're going to get to all the cool detail stuff. But decided that since Walter's getting lots of questions from his followers, behavior and training, that we would start each show, because we tried this last month and it worked really well. Well, we'll start each show with a few questions, and then we'll break in and go with back to our general education. So Walter, you've got some emails with some questions. What would you like to start with?
All right. I have one from Gloria, and she says, Lad, my border collie, rescued from a pound. He was about 12 to 15 months old, according to the vet. I've had him now for 4 years. He is wonderful with me, and I have finally socialized him, taking him to stores. People can now approach and pet him. He's doing wonderful at obedience training. He likes my husband, except not when he comes into my bedroom. Then he barks at him. Lad is super attached to me and will not leave my side. How do I train him not to bark at my husband? only happens in bedroom, nowhere else.
Yeah, which is not unusual behavior. I see a variety of different breeds and mixes that will do this kind of behavior. And you know, a lot of it was, you know, some of the details relating to this came through in the general discussion about dogs. And, you know, knowing that the big difference between dogs and humans is that they're in a dog body as opposed to a human body. And so there's different genetic DNA coding that comes along with the physical body. And, you know, dogs are pack animals, stay on their pack, stay on their territory. So they don't socialize in the same way that humans do. They aren't genetically coded to be as social as we are, but they also, you know, can be jealous and possessive. They have the same kind of emotional stuff that we humans do. And often, usually what's happening in a situation like with Gloria and Lad, sounds like Lad is most bonded with Gloria and, you know, she's his person. Now, when she's in the probably in the bedroom in bed and Lad is there with her, husband comes in, that some might label that as like resource guarding or, you know, protective behavior. In most cases, that's just what it is that Lad would be, you know, trying to keep the husband away from Gloria. Probably if she says it only happens in the bedroom, it might be that he gets to be very close to her on the bed, or they have, you know, cuddling sessions or, you know, real close relationship in the bedroom, and the dog doesn't want the husband to interfere with that. So, you know, it's not an acceptable behavior, but, and it usually is pretty easy to turn around. Dogs are protective of the owners or, you know, growl or bark at the husband coming in, basically because they don't want to share. So what the basic premise is that, you know, if you have the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of just about anything. So we can always go the training route. And then the other thing, when we get to dealing with specific problems, well, you know, we'll talk about there isn't always just one right way to deal with things. So, you know, we could do some training in this situation, but I haven't yet given you my 4-step correctional teaching sequence. And we'll get to that when we get to the end of the communication stuff, because that's when we go into the correcting and teaching phase. So we could initiate a program where Gloria would actually have to tell Lad that his protective behavior and barking at the husband is wrong. Okay, that's step one. And I can give you a real good example, Walter and Nathan. I did a private session just this last week, just a few days ago, with an older couple, and they had a young border collie. And this young border collie was, I think, just shy of a year old. Now, these people were fairly knowledgeable about dogs, had them before, and they'd done a lot of training with this girl. And so she had they'd laid a lot of great groundwork. She knew all the basic obedience commands. And unless there was something to distract her on a walk, like another dog, she was pretty well behaved on the leash, you know, and her manners were really good, and they had taught her a lot. But she had a very typical problem for, you know, young border collies like this. They are not typically your social butterflies in the dog world. They're not dogs that, oh, let's go to the dog park and play with all the dogs. Now, there's exceptions of border collies that do that, but most of them would prefer to hang with their owners, do jobs, but not necessarily go play with other dogs. And so they can, and of course, they're used to being in charge. They're used to chasing moving things and keeping things together and doing a lot of herding work. So the most common problem I see border collies for is, like Gloria's describing, Lad barking at her husband when he comes into the bedroom. Well, the dog I saw earlier this week, and most of them that I see, when you go out on a walk, they're well behaved on the leash until they see somebody with a dog, you know, or another dog, then they fire up, start barking at the other dog and lunging and carrying on and being idiots. And then everybody gets embarrassed. And that's a very common scenario. And that's what we were dealing with this dog. She dog, she would start barking and lunging and carrying on. And she had a reputation in the neighborhood and the neighbors wouldn't come out with their dogs and all that sort of stuff. So got them all educated. And what my evaluation was once we got them educated was that this was really a great little border collie, and they had laid wonderful groundwork, and they had done a lot of homework to try to solve this problem, but they'd tapped into the all positive training world of today. And I have to tell you, it doesn't work well in situations like this, because the technique is distract the dog away rather than dealing with the problem in the situation. So what I find is the biggest problem with these border collies that do this kind of stuff and bark at stuff they shouldn't and take stuff on they shouldn't is that often, because of their intelligence and sensitivity, they're spoiled. And, you know, we've had to really love them and spoil them to bring them through the rescue and the abuse. But there, especially if we've tapped into the all positive stuff, no one's ever told these dogs their behavior is wrong or it's bad. So I suspected with this dog I saw earlier is all the groundwork had been laid. This dog was well trained. This dog just simply needed to know right from wrong. Someone needed to tell this dog what was wrong and what's right. So we went out and, you know, once I had established a relationship with the dog, and out we went walking, and we had the neighbor dog come out and she started to fire up, and I just interrupted the behavior and told her that it was wrong and to stop. And she responded instantly. And then we triggered her to the appropriate behavior. Well, by the time we were done, this dog was perfectly well behaved, and we walked all over the neighborhood and we saw people and dogs, and we were right up face to face with all kinds of dogs and in her face. And the problem was completely under control in a few minutes. Now, the same thing can happen for Gloria and Lad. It's not exactly the same situation, but the same thing needs to happen. The husband cannot correct the dog. Gloria needs to do that. And if we went to training wise, we'd have to have Gloria would have to interrupt the dog's behavior, let him know it's bad. Encourage the appropriate good behavior. Now, since we haven't gone through yet, I haven't given you my four-step correctional teaching sequence, and I don't know that we'll get to that today or not. I think the best thing to start with would be the simple version of just having a good sales pitch and changing the way Lad feels about the husband coming into the bedroom. So what Gloria could do is find a nice little high value food reward. The dog, you know, doesn't get often, could be a slice of a little turkey hot dog or something like that. A food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So she'd have a little stash of high value treats, you know, in the bedroom with her. And then she'd go in the bedroom, Lad is with her, have the husband start to walk into the room. And before the dog reacts, Gloria should say, "Oh boy, Dad's coming, here's have a treat. Oh boy, hot dog, have a treat. Dad's coming. Oh boy, here's a treat." Give little treats to the hot dog, then have Dad turn around and leave the bedroom, cut off the treats. Then have Dad come back into the bedroom. "Oh boy, Dad's coming. It's Frankie. You've got treats. Oh boy, treats." Try to have him leave. No more treats. Well, border collies are so smart. They learn things in usually one repetition, 1 to 3 max, and they've got it. Well, it's like, oh, I used to be jealous of Dad. I didn't want him around, but now he comes in. Mom says he's wonderful and I get treats. Hey, Dad, come join us in the bedroom more often. So that's where I'd start with Gloria and Lad, since you guys don't have all the components yet to take this on a training level. Let's start Gloria on the simple, easy stuff. Just positive association and a treat when Dad comes in, and lots of treats, and when he leaves, no more treats. Let's see if that doesn't make a difference. Then when we get to the end of communication and start going into teaching and training and correcting, you'll get the 4-step correctional teaching sequence, and then we'll be able to apply that to Gloria's situation. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We need to take care of advertisers, because I can see Nathan getting nervous and wiggling in his chair. Anyway, and it's time. So time out. We'll take care of advertisers and we will continue. Walter Stoffel is here, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. We're taking some of his fans' questions, and then we'll get into our education. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, our premier sound energy healer of the Northwest, that would be Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com as her website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook is another place where you can contact and check in, or you can just give her a call. She can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, and that way you get to experience the acutonics and gongs and all of that wonderful sound energy healing in person. She also does acupuncture if you want really want the needles, and she does the most amazing chiropractic, and she can work with you remotely or in person. Phone number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Walter Stoeffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, is my guest. We've been doing some quick behavior questions. Let's listen to a few of those questions, Walter, so then I can decide how many more we'll do before we launch into general stuff. So what else have we got on your question list?
Well, we have a lady, I believe it's a lady named Johnette. She has a male pit bull mix, no health issues. He just seems depressed. I got him from the shelter about 3 years ago. We did have a female mix, but she passed away recently, and I'm wondering if he's just lonely. I can only have one dog where I live now. He is about... the pit bull mix is about 8 years old.
That's quite interesting, Walter, because it's perfect timing. Remember what I, you know, I told you that when we got into the general education, I was going to start with kind of describing the human to animal transference. Well, yes. This question gets us there. Okay. So what I'll tell you just to get us started, I think why don't we'll go with this, and then I'll get us started here, and then we've got a break to love train and do our exercising and dancing for the day, and then we'll start up the second hour. We'll finish up with this question and kind of launch our general education, and we'll talk about the human to animal transference. And once we do that, then maybe we'll throw in another question or two before we go into all the communication stuff. So getting a plan. But we don't have much time here before we have to break for the top of the hour. But so I'll just get started with Johnette and this dog. Now, the things I don't know, we know that she's got the male pit and he's in good health and all of that. But we don't know how long has he been depressed the whole time she's had him, or has he just been depressed lately? And she did mention that we had another dog and then that dog passed, and that maybe he's lonely and misses that other dog. So I suspect that the dog hasn't been depressed or acted lonely the whole time she's had the dog, that it's come on since the other dog's passing. At least that's what I'm going to assume. And so that's how I'm going to answer the question. When that you get a situation like that and a dog becomes depressed and you know they're affected, we think it's the dog and we need to do something about the dog. But emotionally and intuitively, they are very sensitive, and they pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behavior, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. And that's very likely what's going on here. And it's probably not really the dog's problem. The dog might have the issue too, but it's generally reflective of the owner, and we have to address the owner's issue. Now, that's our tease, and I'm going to leave you with that, because now we're going to break and go, you know, we're going to love train and do our dancing and exercising for the day. And then I'll explain to you how that is and what's likely going on with Johnette that needs to be addressed in order to help the dog get over the depression. So I'll explain that after the top of the hour. So right now we are doing our dancing portion of the show. It's our exercise. Get you up and dancing. Dancing at home is the best, one of the best things you can do. And boy, we all got kind of sedate being locked down and with the pandemic and all of that. And I don't know about you, but I only have two pair of pants that fit me anymore. I need to get more active. So that's kind of what we're doing here. Also, we're taking the opportunity to enjoy the love train and dance around and get our energy up and flowing. But we're also sending that love all over the planet. And of course, we really need to do that now. It's a big need. So this part of the show, the dancing, is not voluntary. It's required. Dancing is required, folks. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet and join me on the love train, because I'm going to cruise through your house and pick you up. And then we're going to send the love all over. And we're talking about where we're sending it during the love train song. Be sure we hit Ukraine and Russia and Europe, and we get all that peace love going over there. So I energize the love train up with our yogi energization prayer, so that you get a lot of extra stuff here. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Animal World continues, and love train's coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.